Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our gospel lesson for today recounts the death of John the Baptist, or as Pastor Albert has always used to state, John the Baptizer. Mark's gospel begins with the story of John the Baptist because his audience was primarily Roman Christians and important Roman officials of that day were preceded by an announcer or herald. Roman Christians would have been less interested in Jesus' birth than the messenger who paved the way. What do we know about John? We know that his birth was foretold by Malachi, as recorded in Malachi 4, 5, and 6. That God was sending him to prepare people for the coming of the Messiah. His name means the Lord is gracious, and his name was prescribed by God himself, not chosen by his parents. We know he was filled with the Holy Spirit, as was his mother Elizabeth, while still in his mother's womb, Luke 1, 41 through 43. He wore camel hair clothes, which he probably used to make a canopy for shade during the hot desert days and slept under at night to keep warm. He ate locusts and wild honey and drank no alcohol. He dressed much like the prophet Elijah in order to distinguish himself from the religious leaders at that time whose flowing robes reflected their great pride in their position. Luke tells us that John was in the wilderness when God's word of direction came to him. John was ready and waiting. He preached an unusual message to the Jordanians who went out to the wasteland to hear him. John spoke with almost irresistible authority. People were moved by his words, because he spoke the truth, challenging them to turn from their sins and baptizing them on account of their repentance. Even John's baptism was more than a symbol. Even Scripture says that even John's baptism gave forgiveness. It just didn't give the Spirit, because he always spoke the truth. That is what made him a target for people that he saw breaking spiritual laws and admonished them for it. Enter King Herod and his wife Herodias. Herod Antipas was a son of Herod the Great, who was king at the time of Jesus' birth. When Herod the Great died, the Roman Emperor divided his kingdom into four parts. One part was given to a man in our text called Herod Antipas. He wasn't really a king. He was actually a tetrarch, which means the ruler of the fourth part. He demanded, however, that his subjects call him king. In 39 AD, he was banished to what we know now as France by the Roman Emperor because Herod demanded to be made king. Jesus summed up the character of Herod Antipas once by calling him a fox, as shown in Luke 13:30. Herod Antipas married the daughter of an Arabian prince. His brother, Herod Philip, married Herodias, the woman in our text. She was the daughter of his half-brother. In other words, she was his half-niece. Herod Philip was disinherited by his father, Herod the Great, and he and Herodias moved to Rome. They had a daughter named Salome, the girl who danced in our text today. Her double half-uncle and stepfather, Herod Antipas. He and Herodias moved to Rome. Herod Antipas and his wife visited his brother in Rome, and Herod Antipas fell in love with his half-niece and sister-in-law, Herodias. They had an affair and both left their spouses and married one another. It was this arrangement that John repeatedly condemned. The phrase "had said" in verse 18 suggests repeated action. Every time Herod was around, John preached against incest and adultery from the law of God. Herod was upset by this preaching. It seems that Herodias was even more upset in verse 17. And so Herod had John thrown into prison. While Herod disliked the message John preached, he protected John from the murderous ambitions of Herodias. She refused to forgive John for what he preached. She held hatred in her heart for the man of God. Herodias has been biding her time. She saw her chance at Herod's birthday bash. This supper was nothing more than a drunken party for Herod and his men. When they were drunk with wine, Herodias sprung her trap. She sent her teenage daughter Salome to dance for Herod and his friends. This particular dance would have been suggestive, sensual, sexy dance designed to inflame the passions of the men in the room. These dances usually were performed by professional dancers or by prostitutes hired for the event. Her dance had the desired effect, for Herod and those with him were captivated by the beautiful youngster. The act revealed the wickedness that was in the heart of Herodias. What mother would put her daughter on display in that fashion? Imagine sending her out to dance for a man who was both her uncle and her stepfather. Herod's passions were influenced by the girl's dance, and he promises to give her anything she desires, up to half his kingdom. It was a foolish boast, designed to make Herod look good in front of his guests. The girl runs to her mother, to see what she should ask for. Without hesitation, she requests the head of John the Baptist. The girl runs back and adds her own twist by adding she wants it served on a plate. Herod realizes immediately he has made a mistake. He should have said, "I promised you a gift, not murder." But he is afraid of losing face in front of his guests. So he sent the executioner, and John was immediately beheaded. And with that, John the Baptist is dead. His disciples came and took his body away for funeral. But of course, our story doesn't end there. We know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, always spoke the truth, was hated, falsely accused, unjustly killed. But oh, how grateful we are that in his death, he took upon himself all our sins, dying to deliver us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Like Herod, John's testimony condemns us all. But we do not have to run and hide our sins. In fact, here is the truth that Jesus speaks to us today. Yes, you are a sinner. It doesn't matter if you are a king or a commoner. You still sin and have broken God's law. It may be through sexual immorality, hatred, pride, bearing grudges, lying. This is not good. This is sin that merits death. So Jesus calls us to repent and find our righteousness in him, and our forgiveness, and the sure hope of our eternal salvation. Jesus speaks the truth to us today, and you can count on it. Amen.